following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited.
This is the Coosa Valley Orthopedics Tip-Off Show on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
We welcome you back here to Classic Country 90.9 as we move into the boys' action. Coach, we've talked about this. You know, if the Volunteers could pick up this win, get a Shelby County win, there's a possibility of a tie, but realistically, that's not a very good possibility. But you know, Coach, Josh Giddens, he wants to bring his team in here. He failed to Briarwood, up in Briarwood, and they want to, you know, get a win here. When they move into the area tournament, they'll likely be facing Briarwood, or it looks like they will be facing Briarwood more than likely. So you could get some momentum here as you'll be facing them on a neutral court.
Rusty, I talked to Josh some before the game tonight. And he said he had some new things for Briarwood that they didn't do last time. But, you know, he talked like that maybe since this game really wasn't going to decide anything, that he might save some of those things. But we'll see what his thinking really is on that. If you're a competitor and you get to this game, you want to try to win regardless of the situation. And I think that's probably what he'll do.
Well, the different starting five has been playing well. It'll be interesting to see what it looks like with that group.
I think that may be some of the stuff that he was talking about, the combinations, different combinations of personnel that he's been using lately. But we'll see in just a moment.
We're going to take one more quick break and get ready for the Volunteer Boys matchup right here on Classic Country 90.9.
Tires are an investment, and you can extend the life of your tires with proper alignment. Highway 9 Tire in Lineville now has a calibrated four-post alignment rack for front and rear alignments. This all-new alignment rack works on the newest models and even the antique cars. The phone number for Highway 9 Tire is 256-396-3040. They also offer a full-time mechanic to keep you rolling down the road. Highway 9 Tire is also your local Exmark dealer and is proud to support Classic Country 90.9 and the Clay Central Sports Network.
This is Clay Central Basketball on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. Presented by First Bank of Alabama, Alta Point Health, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Central Alabama Community College, Radio Alabama Sports, and the Radio Alabama Foundation. Sponsored by Frank's Point of View, First State Bank, Toyota of Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, Don's Pawn and Jewelry, Integrity Cabinets, Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, Sassy's Convenience Store, Honey's Cafe, Poultry South, Blair's Family Farm and Market, Atkinson Homes, Penhody Experience Foundation, Hill Auto Sales, First Capital Insurance, Matthews Meat Market, Buddy's Sports Country, Clay County Economic Development Council, Piggly Wiggly of Ashland and Lineville, Highway 9 Tire, Farmhouse and Company, and Ashland Auto Parts. Now, here's color analyst Coach Jerry Weems and the voice of Clay Central High School Athletics, Rusty Taylor.
We welcome you back here to Classic Country 90.9 Volunteer Basketball. We just had the starting lineup. Coach, and there's your one answer. We're going with that starting five. We started the last couple of games. Really played well, defeated Sylacauga with that starting group, which, don't get me wrong, a lot of those other guys are still playing.
Oh, yeah.
But it's just something about the starting five seems to be fitting a little bit better to start the games.
Yeah, they're all going to play, but, it's going to make the rotations be a little bit different as we proceed throughout the game. And Calvin Simmons, he's got his hands full tonight with big Witherington, the big guy out there for Briarwood.
Witherington gets the tip and wins the tip, Briarwood. Drew Mears was a big key contributor last time, and he's only 5'9", 152. There's a shot blocked down low by Simmons, and we get the basketball.
Yeah, he makes his presence felt immediately, but he hit the floor pretty hard, too, that time, but he's okay.
Kevin Cherry with the basketball on the left wing. We're just getting started here in boys action. Over to Caden Glenn. Glenn drives. Glenn shot up. No good. Tried to teardrop one in there. Probably should have used the backboard on that attempt. And there's Mears. Mears had a really big third quarter last time and really got things going for the Lions. Mears looks to drive. Shot up. No good. Good defense down low. Physical defense. And the ball's with the basketball. That's Soap Gibbons. Gibbons kicks it out to Cherry, top of the key. Cherry back over to Gibbons. Gibbons, open three-point look, does not go. Rebound, number 34, Garrett Witherington.
Well, it's important the balls get off to a good start.
Witherington, 6'5", 230, Coach. He's a presence down low, and he gets the basketball as I speak. He gives it out back to Mears in the corner. There's a charge as Mears comes in wildly down the baseline. And that'll be foul number one on Mears. Keep that in mind. Mears is a really key guy running point here for the Lions.
And you mentioned Witherington. He's a nice-looking athlete, as you said, 6'5". And
well, Coach, they come back with a Brayton Robertson. You'll see him come off the bench. He's 6'7".
Yeah, I saw him warm up.
So, but Witherington's a space. He's a really good post player.
Well, he can set a good screen and open up somebody in there too.
The ball's deflected out of bounds here. Balls will have an inbounds play from their own baseline. Looking for a screen, gets it down to Cherry. Cherry, good move to the basket, missed a shot and couldn't gather his own rebound. Point blank shot, could not get it to go. Mears runners up and good, and that's the first points of the afternoon.
Yeah, Mears beat us back on that rebound and got that little jumper inside the foul line.
Thank you. Scores on the wrong side of the scoreboard, but we'll get that correct.
Maybe they'll forget about it.
Over to Gibbons. Gibbons down to Caden Glenn. Caden Glenn shot blocked by Witherington, but Kevin Cherry's jumper's good, and now is his chance to fix it. but he fixed it.
He fixed it. He made it 4-0.
And it should be 2-2. There's a drive. And he's going to lose the ball out of bounds. It's number 3, Elijah Stubbs, and that's going to be a turnover. We're getting a score change. I've never heard a coach. Coach, did you ever fuss about the score on the scoreboard very much?
No.
Especially that quick. I mean, the book's what matters. There's another block by Calvin Simmons, but the putback by Witherington. I was being shocked by how he was responding.
Well, I mean, it's going to get corrected sooner or later.
I mean, the book's what counts, the official book. So that's kind of rec league, little league stuff that you hear about there, isn't it? Kevin Cherry with the basketball.
Zia lost that pass right out of bounds. Didn't look it in. Coach Giddens going to the bench quickly with four people coming in.
We're going to see Taylor Boyd, because we hadn't seen him in the last couple of games. Braxton Young, and also LaDamian Boyd and Damari Whetstone. Only one staying in is Gibbons. Over to number 2, that's Elijah Thompson. As they went heavily to their bench as well, and there's a steal by Boyd, and he loses it. Back to Mears. There's another steal, Taylor Boyd.
All the way.
Breaks and lays it in, and we're knotted at 4. And we've got an injured player. That's number 1, Drew Mears.
We'd hate to see him have to go out.
Number 12, Torrey Smith's going to come in for it.
Mears, their point guard.
I'm not sure what happened down here. And Taylor Boyd's, I think they went knee to knee, coach.
Yeah, looks like both of them. Boyd's coming out as well.
On the loose ball, their knees hit each other, I'm pretty sure. And so both of them a little banged up. Taylor trying to walk it off. They get it in to Torrey Smith. Back over to number 22, Samuel Canal. Canal's pass is wildly thrown. We're getting close to that 10-second call. Coach Giddens felt like he should have got it. And I kind of agree with him. There's a three-pointer up, no good. Rebound goes out, 22, Canal. Canal out to Witherington, and Witherington puts it up and good. Back on top is the line, 6-4. Coach, they played Sylacauga, I think it was Wednesday night, to 3 points. Sylacauga defeated them 3 points. So this should be a very evenly matched game. It's a very even area. There's the ball thrown away. Braxton Young tries to force it down low. Over in the corner to number 22, Samuel Canal. He's shot up, no good. Rebound. Did they give us a timeout with the ball loose? They did.
We lost the rebound, but they gave us a timeout.
Well, that means we had to have possession, right?
But we didn't. Did you see it?
No, we didn't. But don't we have to get the basketball if they give us a timeout?
Oh, yeah.
They're going to call a 30-second timeout. We'll take it with them right here on Classic Country 90.9.
Frank's Point of View, a hidden gem overlooking Talladega National Forest. Enjoy endless views, stunning sunsets, and starry nights. Each spacious RV site includes a picnic table, sun canopy, privacy panel, fire pit, and hammock hooks. Hike miles of scenic trails and let your four-legged friends roam free. Frank's Point of View is online at frankspointofview.com. Phone number 256-456-5800. Frank's Point of View, your perfect getaway awaits.
We welcome you back. Balls will be inbound and trailing by 2, 3:14, Coach. Low scoring affair so far. Just 3:14 left in the first, and the balls trail 6-4.
Yeah, not a whole lot of offense going on here as far as finishing shots, but Witherington has picked up two gift field goals right there around the basket, just hanging around, and he's out right now.
Zion Ewell in the game. Ewell over to Whetstone. Whetstone gets it down to LaDamian Boyd. And as you're going to say, that was last touch by the 6'7 senior Braden Robertson.
Taylor Boyd comes back in after
walking that knee to knee clash with Mears off. Taylor Boyd over to Braxton Young. Back over to Soap Gibbons down to LaDamian, and that ball's just going to be taken away by Samuel Canal.
Yeah, LaDamian tried to shoot it and just had it stripped out of his hand.
And there's a three banked in by Charlie Caldwell.
I'm not sure he was trying to bank that, but he did.
9-4. Yeah, I'm pretty confident he didn't, but it all counts the same.
Yeah, it counts 3 points.
Soap Gibbons with a basketball over to Braxton Young. Over to Taylor Boyd in the corner, and Boyd nails the three. Coach, that's something the Vols hadn't had the last couple of games, was Taylor Boyd's three-point shooting, and he comes right out and nails one. There's Canal open for three, and he drains it. They can shoot the basketball, and they got multiple players that can do it.
Things are starting to heat up here towards the end of the quarter.
12-7. 5-point lead here for Briarwood over the Central High School of Clay County Volunteers. LaDamian Boyd on the baseline, back out to Soap Gibbons. Open 3-point look. Soap Gibbons is up and good with a 3-pointer, and the balls were in 2, 12-10. Get the ball down to Robertson. Robertson back to Canal. Canal's 3-pointer no good this time. He was feeling it, but he misses that one, and Braxton Young gets a rebound. Young walks it up, back over to Soap Gibbons. Volunteers a chance to tie or take the lead here. They haven't led all afternoon so far. Over to Taylor Boyd. Boyd loses the handle, gets it back out to Gibbons. 1:16 on the first quarter clock. Gibbons out to Braxton Young. Jumper in and out. Good shot there by Braxton. It just did not fall.
Pretty good defense being played by Briarwood, man to man.
They try to get the ball down to 24, Braden Robertson. A lot of height difference there, Coach.
Yeah, the big guy was on a roll.
Open three-point look, Taylor Boyd, probably too long, and that was strong, no good. I think Taylor tried to force that one a little bit. Gibbons almost with a steal, but unable to come up with it. But Whetstone pokes it away, and that's Young on the move. Young pulls it back out over to Gibbons, over to LaDamian Boyd. Boyd, wild shots up and good, and we're back tied at 12. 19 seconds to go in the first.
Good move by LaDamian.
That left-handed shot will get you sometimes. They look to get it down to Robertson. Oh.
Looked like he
they're
going
to call a foul, but I think he traveled well before he was bumped.
Yeah, LaDamian picking up that foul. That they lobbed it in to Robertson. He went up and got it. But when he came down, he shuffled his feet.
Is that only the first foul on the balls?
That's the first foul.
We've had two fouls the whole game.
One on each team.
Mears back in the game here for Briarwood. 6.8 seconds. And they get it down to Robertson. Robertson shot up, no good. He missed it. Got a good look. Taylor Boyd's going to fire up a three-pointer. Going to hit the backboard and the rim and not fall by the three-quarter court shot. And that's where we'll go into the second. Knotted up at 12. You're listening to the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network right here on Classic Country 90.9.
Being first sounds good, doesn't it? Hi. I'm Chad Jones, President and CEO for First Bank of Alabama. For over 176 years, we've been proudly serving our communities with trust, integrity, and personalized banking, putting the important things first, whether it's helping families buy their first home or supporting local businesses. Our mission is to be your financial partner through every stage of life. We're here for you today and tomorrow. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Coosa Valley Wound Care Center offers specialized medical care for wound management. Nurse practitioner Quincy Leach and his team at Coosa Valley Wound Care Center is equipped with advanced resources to address a range of wound types and provides comprehensive care aimed at promoting healing and recovery. Located in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Wound Care Center is integrated into the larger Coosa Valley Health Network, which delivers a range of health services to local communities. Additional details are available online at cvhealth.net.
Second quarter action is brought to you by Integrity Cabinets. Integrity's promise is to always conduct business with integrity. Integrity Cabinets on Highway 49 in Lineville.
We come back, balls with the basketball. Coach, I know you got some stats for us as we're hanging on to the basketball.
We only had four turnovers that quarter to their six, but they've out-rebounded us 8-4.
There's a quick turnover for the Volunteers.
That's one number we've got to change.
Briarwood goes the other way, and Mears fires up a three and drains it. Coach, he got hot in that first game and made a few of those, and we need to keep him.
Well, he just came back in after hurting his leg a little earlier and made his presence felt immediately.
Lions back on top by three, 15-12.
Now they've gone to a zone.
First half. Gibbons back out to Caden Glenn. Back to Zion Newell. And we're going to throw that away. Mears with a steal. Mears going to pull it back out. Over to number two, Elijah Thompson. Thompson drives. Tip back in by Witherington. No good. And so Gibbons gets a rebound. Gibbons gets it taken away from him, or almost taken away from him. But number two, Elijah Thompson, is going to be the last one that touched it.
Well, first thing we've got to do is figure out the defense they're playing. They're in a zone, 1-2-2 zone. And I think it reverts into a 2-3.
Volunteers with a basketball. That's over to Soap Gibbons.
Yeah, this is a defense we haven't seen here.
And right now, the Volunteers trying to figure out what to do. Coach?
Josh is going to have to – we need a two-guard front. That's what we need.
And Coach Giddens is going to call the timeout. As he takes this Poacher South timeout, we'll take it with him right here on Classic Country 90.9.
A good coach will tell you that defense wins championships. When it comes to flu season, a good defense can help keep the flu from invading your home. The drugstore now features grab-and-go flu defense kits with essential flu meds and supplies. Have a college student in your home? These are perfect for taking back to school. The phone number to the drugstore is 256-354-3784. Located next to the Clay County Hospital, where your health is their main concern. The drugstore, proud sponsor of Classic Country 90.9.
East Central Alabama Gas District is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network and the Radio Alabama Foundation. Located Highway 77 in Ashland, East Central Alabama Gas has teamed up with Natural Gas Connection as your hometown natural gas appliance store. They offer free financing up to 60 months. East Central Alabama Gas has Generac generators, tankless water heaters, space heaters, and gas logs, as well as grills. Their phone number is 256-354-2194. East Central Alabama Gas District. Natural gas, comfortable, responsible.
We welcome you back. Volunteers with a basketball. Soap Gibbons drives to the basket. Shot up, no good. That's Witherington on the rebound.
Well, one thing, they're holding us to one shot every trip. And they can do that. They have both their big guys in now. And they'll run a double post set.
And that gets Mears open for the shot, but it's no good. And Zion Newell with a rebound out to Soap Gibbons. 5:51 to go first half. Balls trail 15-12 here to the Briarwood line. Newell back out to Cherry. Cherry over to Kagan Glenn. Glenn over to Newell in the corner. Left corner. He's back out to Gibbons. And they're going to call Soap Gibbons for the charge. He did. Led with that shoulder into number two, Elijah Thompson.
Well, that's only Soap's first foul, only the second team foul tonight. But right now, their defensive switch causing us some problems. And the fact they have their two big guys in, or they did, was bothering us now. Witherington has checked out.
Mears, guarded by Zion Newell. Mears looks to drive. Kicks it back out to number five, Caldwell. Caldwell drives all the way to the basket. Shot won't go. Gibbons up the floor to Caden Glenn. Glenn back to Newell. And Newell shot up and no good. Glenn needs to go ahead and probably take that
shot. We had one pass too many. Caden should have took it. And we get a foul on Calvin Simmons.
Yeah, Caden's got to go up in that situation. He kind of put Newell in a bad spot. Ball trailed by three, 15-12. That's Caldwell with a basketball. His jumper is good. And the Lions lead by five, 17-12. Soap Gibbons with a basketball.
They're back to man now.
Out to Caden Glenn. Over to Newell. It's been a while since the balls have scored, for sure.
We're still confused offensively.
That's going to be a foul by number 22, Samuel Connell.
They're causing us a lot of problems with recognition here. They've gone back to man. We need to be back in our flex set. But we throw it away instead.
They get it up to Canal. His layup is no good. I think Cherry might have got a by with a little shove under the goal there that caused that miss, but not a bad job defensively. Gets a great job. Gibbons fires up a three-pointer up and no good. And right now, the Volunteers have nothing going offensively. Mears over to Canal in the corner. Canal's three-point shot no good. Rebound goes to Elijah Thompson of the Lions. Another open three-point look no good. Number five, Charlie Caldwell, and Simmons gets the rebound.
They don't mind shooting the three when they're open.
No, if they're open, they're shooting it. Any player. Cherry takes it all the way. That shot's blocked by Braden Robertson. Mears open three-point look, and he drains it. 20-12, 8-point lead here for the Lions.
His second three this period. This could be a danger spot for the Vols right here.
Cherry out to Glenn. Glenn's long three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Drew Mears. Mears kicks it out to number five, Charlie Caldwell, and he makes the three, and the lead up to 11, 23-12.
Yeah, right now we're really struggling on the offensive end, and it started with recognizing the defense. Now I think it's become a confidence factor.
That may be something, you know, kind of a cat and mouse game. There'll be a foul on number 22, Samuel Canale. The cat and mouse game of what you show and what you don't. Briarwood comes out with that 1-2-2 zone, Coach. I don't think we saw that last time. Give Coach Josh Giddens and his staff a chance to kind of work on that before we face them next time in the area tournament.
And, you know, it could be something that Briarwood's just throwing out there for us to.
You're right.
Giving us something else to have to worry about.
But as you mentioned, how much will Coach Josh Giddens elect to share and use today? There's something about I know, Coach, you did a lot of basketball, but playing somebody a third time,
it's tough.
It's different.
But
when you're pretty even as well. They throw the full-length pass, and Elijah Stubbs goes up and lays it in.
Right now, their size, more than any other factor, is bothering us inside.
25-12, Lions lead.
We're running our man offense now. We're getting good shots, but they're blocking them.
I believe this is a 13-0 run here for the Briarwood. Am I right? I think we were knotted up at 12.
We were, and right now we're scoreless. We're scoreless
in the second
quarter, and they're 13. You're right. We have not scored in this period, and it's a combination of things.
And Gibbons is going to foul Mears on the inbounds play.
That's two on.
And that one's pretty clear. He displaced him there in the backcourt. Really, no reason to do it. Mears tries to get it off to Witherington, but Witherington could not handle it, and Braxton Young gets a loose ball. 25-12, Vols looking to score their first points of the second with only 1:50 left in the second. Whetstone goes up, shot hard off the glass, no good. LaDamian Boyd does get the rebound and will reset offensively.
They're challenging every shot that we're taking in the paint.
And you can tell it's affecting. And Gibbons is fouled going to the basket, and that's going to go on. Was that?
That's on the big guy, Witherington. Witherington. Gibbons will go to the line, try to break that streak here.
Garrett Witherington.
Doesn't it end in S-O-N?
No, T-O-N.
Okay. Okay, well, I've got it written down wrong, so I'm going to change it.
That'd probably help you a little.
Yeah.
It's so giving misses a verb.
That would help on the pronunciation more than anything. Witherington.
So that's all you needed to be able to see it, right? And we get our first point.
1 point in 6.5 minutes.
It's not really what they've scored. It's what we hadn't scored.
Well, it's their defense, really.
Most of their points have come off of three-pointers. And there's a cut to the basket and up and good by Elijah Thompson.
Well, everything they're doing offensively is working right now.
27-13, Briarwood leads. Out to Taylor Boyd. Boyd over to Braxton Young. Young throws it away. I don't know how else to say it. Layup is missed by Elijah Thompson. Gibbons on the move. Gibbons is going to take it all the way to the basket and lay it up and in. That's a good strong move against the big guy there by.
Yeah, he challenged him, went right at him.
27-15. The Lions lead. And there's Mears driving baseline. He looks to kick it out to Elijah Stubbs, but that was sent out of bounds by Soap Gibbons. Gibbons will get a little break here with 30 seconds to go here in the half. Taylor Boyd and also Trendon Glenn in the game. This is a good matchup for Trendon down with Witherington. He does a good job getting him to kick that basketball out there. And they're going to call a foul on somebody. Let's see who is Witherington. They call it on number four for the Volunteers. That's Taylor Boyd.
Do you think Witherington plays football?
If he don't, me and Coach Heron would. If we was in that school, he would hear about it every day.
I'm going to say he plays.
I'm going to say he does too. The question is, you think he's a defensive lineman or an offensive lineman?
Maybe both. As agile as he is, I'd say defensive lineman.
They're going to call Whetstone. And Whetstone's going to get teed up.
Well, let's see. He got him a tee.
Well, he's got two free throws plus a technical. So we're going to be here a while.
Yeah, there's going to be four free throws shot.
Right now, we got to get a fifth player in. We've only got four in.
Well, we've got one at the table.
Mears missed both of those free throws, didn't he?
No, he hit the first
one. Okay. I'm kind of watching everything. There's a lot going on right now to watch.
Yeah.
So he'll get to shoot two more, and then they'll get the basketball. He missed that one. And he missed
three or four.
Missed three or four. That's about as good as you could have come out of that.
How you figure that? A guy can shoot three-pointers but not free throws.
Well, he normally shoots free throws well because he chose to have him shoot the technical foul.
Yeah. Now we've got that fifth man in, plus they send Robertson in, so they're going back with a two-post guy lineup.
Right now, Coach Steve Ginn's not happy at all either. So Mears kicks out to number three, Elijah Stubbs. His three-pointer's no good. They get it to Witherington. Witherington's shot's blocked by Trendon Glenn. And that's where we'll end the half, 29-15. And now he's going to call a technical on Taylor Boyd as the half ends. Coach, we'll talk about this. I guess we'll start the second half with Briarwood shooting technical fouls.
Yeah, they've already called the technical.
Coach, we'll total up some stats and come back and recap this first half right here on Classic Country 90.9.
Don's Pawn and Jewelry in Ashland is a trusted local pawn shop with years of experience serving Clay County residents and beyond. The shop has items including jewelry, electronics, tools, guns, and more. With a reputation for reliability, Don's Pawn and Jewelry has a secure and friendly environment. Conveniently located on Court Square in Ashland, the shop is a well-known spot in the community for quality goods and trusted service. 256-354-2727. 256-354-2727.
Marble City Urology in Silicaga offers specialized care in urological health. Marble City Urology features a range of services aimed at addressing various conditions and concerns. Staffed by Dr. Lansing Patterson and his professional team, Marble City Urology focuses on delivering comprehensive patient care.
As a part of Coosa Valley Medical Center's health network, it contributes to the community's overall health services. Additional details are available online at cvhealth.net. Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine serves the greater Coosa Valley and East Central.
Getting a loan from Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is so easy, anyone can do it. Is it Get Right, Charlie? Whether you need a personal loan, home equity loan, auto loan, or credit card, you can easily apply online at CoosaPinesFCU.org or through our apps. Sign your forms online and save yourself a trip to the branch. Now that will make your tail wag. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS ID 464059.
This is the Coosa Valley Wound Care Halftime Show on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Welcome you back here to Classic Country 90.9 and the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. Coach, kind of a rough first half to say the least, and mainly a rough second quarter where the Vols only scored 3 points. But share how we got to this 29-15 lead for the Briarwood Lions.
Well, you're right. That 17-3 second quarter score is going to be very hard to overcome in this game. And, you know, it was a close game until the middle of the third quarter. And they went to a zone, a 1-2-2 zone, something we probably haven't seen all year. And it really threw us out of kilter there. We called two timeouts trying to get adjusted as far as what to run, and never did really against that zone. And then they went back to man. We got back to our flex, our man offense, and we were getting some good shots in there. But their big guys, Witherington and later Robertson, came in and really affected what we were trying to do there in the paint, blocking shots and affecting the shots that they didn't block. So their size and their defensive changes is what led to that three-point second quarter right there. And needless to say, when you look at our scoring, not a whole lot there. Deshaun Gibbons has 6 points, and Taylor Boyd has 5. And all that damage, for the most part, came in the first quarter. And you look at their scoring, pretty balanced up and down their lineup. 9 points for Drew Mears, their point guard. 8 points for Charlie Caldwell. And Witherington, one of the big guys, with 5. And they're doing a lot of damage from the three-point line. They've hit 5 three-pointers in the first half. So we've got a lot of ground to make up. Now, as far as turnovers, we had 10 that half. They only had 8. So that's a pretty equal battle there. But then when you look at the rebounding situation, they have a decided advantage there. They out-rebounded us 18-11, which gave them some second-chance points and some extra possessions as well. So the second quarter, I'm afraid, put us in a hole that's going to be very hard to climb out of in the second half.
Well, let's take a break. We got about 5 minutes before the second half starts. We'll take a couple minutes here. We'll give you a chance to run, get you something to drink, or take a little break and come back and catch the second half of volunteer basketball here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Buddy Sports Country is a proud sponsor of Classic Country 90.9 and the Clay Central Sports Network. Buddy Sports Country is your local dealer of Benelli, Browning, and Glock firearms. They add more selection and new products almost daily inside the huge showroom. They even feature some used firearms as well. Buddy's also offers a full stock of ammo, plus they have a wide range of fishing supplies. Open 8 to 5, Tuesday through Saturday. Buddy Sports Country, located on Highway 431 at Hollis Crossroads, where sales tax is only 6%.
Atkinson Homes is a proud supporter of the Radio Alabama Foundation and very excited to be a part of volunteer athletics on Classic Country 90.9. Atkinson Homes covers Talladega, Clay, Coosa, and Shelby counties with quality, custom-built, energy-efficient homes located on Highway 280 in Childersburg. 256-378-1201 or atkinsonhomes.net. You're going to love our homes.
AltaPoint Health needs caring people to support and assist those who are living with mental illness. If you're passionate about helping others, want to join a growing healthcare company, and are ready to love what you do, then AltaPoint Health is looking for you. Visit altapoint.org to apply.
It's a new year with new goals and plenty of New Year's resolutions. It's a great time to take a look at your monthly expenses and just do a reset. First Capital Insurance in Lineville could be a great place to start. First Capital Insurance works with several insurance companies to find the plan that fits your needs and your budget. The phone number for First Capital Insurance is 256-396-2131, and they're located at 575 College Street in Lineville. First Capital Insurance is proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network and Classic Country 90.9.
Hey, football fans, just like we practice Leave No Trace on our beautiful Pinote Trail, let's tackle a different Leave No Trace challenge in our stands. At the end of the game, take a minute to throw your trash in the receptacles located throughout the stadium. Show your school pride by leaving our stadium cleaner than we found it. Whether packing it out on the trails or in the stands, a small effort to pitch in will make a world of difference. Winning on the scoreboard is awesome. Winning for our community and our environment is just as important. Together, we can keep our city spaces and our wild places clean. Brought to you by the Pinhoti Experience Foundation.
A good coach will tell you that defense wins championships. When it comes to flu season, a good defense can help keep the flu from invading your home. The drugstore now features grab-and-go flu defense kits with essential flu meds and supplies. Have a college student in your home? These are perfect for taking back to school. The phone number to the drugstore is 256-354-3784. Located next to the Clay County Hospital, where your health is their main concern. The drugstore, proud sponsor of Classic Country 90.9.
Hey, Vols fans, you know, Classic Country 90.9 is a non-commercial radio station, which means we can't air regular advertising that contains calls to action or language suggesting you should purchase something, meaning we have to state more facts rather than use a lot of adjectives and verbs to convey messages. Even what you're hearing right now isn't considered an advertisement. It's a message, and this message is clear. Toyota of Sylacauga, work the drive and they'll prove it. We can say that because it's their tagline. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
Sarah Honda, Nissan, and Ford of Sylacauga, located on Highway 280 in Sylacauga, serve Clay, Tallapoosa, Talladega, and Coosa counties, as well as the entire Coosa Valley. The dealerships provide a range of new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, including Honda, Nissan, and Ford models, backed by the Sarah Promise. The Sarah Promise includes a commitment to quality service and a lifetime powertrain warranty on vehicles. Sarah Honda, Nissan, and Ford of Sylacauga. Inventory and information about the Sarah Promise online at sarah280.com.
Third quarter action is brought to you by Sassy's Convenience Store. All your food and fuel needs are at Sassy's Convenience Store in Lineville.
We welcome you back here to Classic Country 90.9 Volunteer Basketball Coach, and we're about 30 seconds away from Briarwood shooting two technical free throws after a foul being called, technical foul being called on Taylor Boyd, which will start the half with one team foul as well, that'll be to start the second half, and they'll shoot those and then take the basketball.
Well, you know, a lot of frustration there on the Volunteers at the end of that second quarter. You know, we had one technical that had already been called on Damari Whetstone, and then as the players were leaving the court, we had another one on Taylor Boyd. And it all stems from the miserable second quarter that we had, only scoring 3 points. So we'll see if we can get things sorted out here and maybe play a little bit better and get a little bit more momentum here in this second half.
Right now, everybody's ready, but we don't have any officials. You don't reckon they got in their car and left, do you?
Well, I couldn't blame them if they did.
Hit the old buzzer down there, Rick.
Maybe we just let them call.
Well, that's their own fault. They're down there jabbering around. All you got to do is tell them there's a technical foul. And there you go, Ricky. Hammer down, baby.
Maybe we need to send somebody after them.
Look at Zion Ewell in their huddle.
He's talking to the coach.
That's pretty good. Now Soap and Caden Glenn's even in it. We're having a dual team huddle. Who was that? Macklemore did that for Auburn that year.
Yeah.
And he went through the whole thing over there. Well, Coach, obviously they feel like Mears is a good free throw shooter. He was 3 for 4 last time, drains that one. Probably a good chance to let him probably try to get things back going. And right now, the Lions are doubling this up. And he hit them both, 31-15, and the Lions will obviously get the basketball. So they get 2 points with the clock not started in the second half, and they get the basketball. That's always a good way to start.
Well, we just got to get to work right here and try to cut into this lead. And we just got to remember we can't do it all at once. We've got to do it gradually.
We look to trap Mears as they get the ball in. Mears gets it over to Witherington. Ball's turning up the heat defensively. We got over there close. They could have called that 5 seconds. Closely guarded call, but we wasn't close enough for that.
There's the back cut.
And there's a layup and in by number 3, Elijah Stubbs.
When you play aggressively, the back cut will always hurt you.
33-15, the line lead. That's a 4-point possession down there to start the half. Cherry out the Newell. Newell down 2, and there's going to be a foul. That's Simmons making a strong move to the basket, and he'll be fouled by number 34, Garrett Witherington, the 6'5", 230 junior.
Yeah, that was a little drop step by Simmons, and really had no chance with Witherington playing behind him. No way he's going to shoot it over him.
I think they're having to get the air straight.
Well, they didn't. It's still not right.
Well, they just changed it to that. But see, they still have the error because of they got the possession because of the technical.
That's right.
So they keep the error. That would be right. Simmons makes both free throws. 33-17. Lines with a basketball. That's Canal. He's guarded by Soap Gibbon. He's pushing off. I mean, how you can't leave with an open hand there, surely to goodness. Yes, you can. Mears is fouled by number 12, Calvin Simmons. I'm sorry. If you're going to let them do that, then you're going to get some fouls on the defensive end because the frustration's going to come out.
Well, it already has.
Mears makes another free throw.
After missing those 3 in a row, he's now not made 3 in a row.
He missed that one, and Simmons comes out with a rebound. That's going to be a foul on 34.
Yeah, that
Witherington.
I think that's a quick makeup foul there.
They're going to put Braden Robertson in. Is that Witherington's 3rd or 4th?
That's his 3rd foul.
Gibbons with the basketball. 6:54 to go here in the 3rd. Ball's trail 34-17. Line's doubling up. The Volunteers. There's a shot by and a putback by Simmons. Let's make sure they're not going to call this one on the floor now.
Well, he was tipping was it on 22?
I think it was. Simmons makes another free throw. 34-18. Coach, you know, the Vols can crawl back into this thing. They're going to have to get some stops, make a few shots, and they have the ability to do that. The score's not that far out of reach. Simmons misses the second. Rebound goes to Braden Robertson. Robertson up to Elijah Thompson. Thompson for the Lions. He's guarded by Kevin Cherry. Man-to-man defense for the Volunteers. Good move to the basket, and the shot's up and good by Elijah Stubbs. Stubbs, not a very big player, 6 foot, 195, but he finishes well around the basket.
Yeah. Well, we've certainly got to get some defensive stops.
36-18.
To have any kind of chance to come back.
The Lions lead. Cherry with the basketball. Cherry over. Coach Giddens don't feel like we're running what there should be running offensively, so he is going to take a full timeout. We take this Poultry South timeout here. As they take it, we'll take it with them right here on Classic Country 90.9.
Classic Country 90.9 and the Clay Central Sports Network relies on the sponsorship of our listeners and local businesses. Sassy's Convenience Store in Lineville is one of those valuable sponsors. Experts say that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, and Sassy's is ready. Sassy's has bacon, ham, pork chop, and sausage biscuit, and you can also add egg and cheese to any of them. They also have homemade gravy biscuits. Located at 88785 Highway 9 in Lineville, Sassy's is a proud supporter of the Clay Central Sports Network and Classic Country 90.9. In business since 2012, Poultry South specializes in helping buy or sell poultry farms. The Poultry South team understands the unique needs of their customers, and PoultrySouth.com is now the go-to web portal for poultry farms for sale in Alabama, Georgia, and throughout the Southeast. The website is PoultrySouth.com. The Poultry South team at Southeastern Land Group is proud to support local radio on Classic Country 90.9 and the Clay Central Sports Network.
We welcome you back here, Balls with the basketball. Gibbons out to a wide open Caden Glenn. Glenn's three-pointer short. Rebound number three, Elijah Stubbs.
Yeah, he left that one short. Hit up under the front of the rim.
Briarwood with the basketball. Newell guarding Ezekiel Witt. Witt back to Mears, the point guard. Mears over in the corner. Down to Stubbs. Stubbs pass down to number four, Witt. Witt shot up, no good. Rebound. There's one of the first stops we've had in a while, Coach. So that's where it's going to have to start. We've just Zion Newell with an open three-point look. That one rims out, no good. Good look, but it didn't go.
Yeah, we've got to be able to knock those open shots down.
That's a late whistle right there.
Well, it came
from, I'm not saying it, but he can't.
Came from the opposite side of the floor.
And right beside, and the official right next to the coach. There's Mears with an open three-pointer, and he drains it.
Yeah, Mears having a big big third quarter here.
39-18, Balls trail. And Soap dribbles it off his own foot.
Yeah, things are going from bad to worse here. We've got four people coming in, checking in. Young, Whetstone, Damian Boyd, and Taylor Boyd all check in.
Torrey Smith's in, and we're looking to trap him in the backcourt. Unable to do it, he gets it up to Stubbs. Stubbs fires up a three-pointer, and he makes it. 42-18. Things Stubbs really getting away from
Stubbs us. Stubbs, three baskets here in the third quarter.
Young over to Soap Gibbons. Back over to Taylor Boyd. Boyd fires up a three-pointer, and it's short. Thompson with a basketball over to Torrey Smith for the Lions. Lions lead 42-18, 4:08 to go in the third. Leave Torrey Smith wide open. His three-pointer will not go. Taylor Boyd with a rebound for the Volunteers. Over to Braxton Young. Young over to Taylor Boyd. Down to Damian Boyd. Boyd from the elbow back out to Braxton Young. Young fires up a three-pointer and hits it. 42-21, 21-point lead here for the Lions.
Needed that basket from Braxton right there.
There's going to be a charge completely out of control is number 12, Torrey Smith. And Braxton Young goes right, makes a three and goes right down and takes a charge.
Yeah, stepped right in and held his ground right there to pick up that foul.
Number 5, Charlie Caldwell entering the game for number 3, Elijah Stubbs.
Let's see if that play can jumpstart us right here for a moment.
You know, that's a good defensive stop with the charge after a three-point basket made. So, see if we can get in the, begin to chip away here. So, Gibbons with an open look. That one doesn't go. Having trouble making a shot, Coach.
Well, you know, we're getting some good shots. We're not making them, but you got to credit their defense, too.
And he, all out of control, is Torrey Smith, thinking he's going to get a call.
And there was none coming.
Well, when you're that out of control, you shouldn't get a call. And he didn't. Taylor Boyd with an open three-pointer, and he drains it. 42-24. Almost a steal on the inbounds play, but we cannot gather it up.
Vols have hit two threes here in the third quarter.
Mears coming back in. Elijah Thompson going out for the Lions. Caldwell inbounds to number 12, Torrey Smith. Torrey Smith right here, eighth grader, Coach, number 12.
And that's going to be Soap picking up his fourth foul.
As the ball had got loose, and I kind of see what happened. Smith kind of run back into him, but Smith is a good-looking eighth grader now.
Oh, no question.
Caldwell inbounds the basketball to Mears. .237 to go here in the third. Mears with the basketball. And they're going to call Taylor Boyd for the foul.
And if you look at that technical foul, that's three on him.
And that's five team fouls, so that's going to send Mears back to the line shooting free throws. And that's the reason it's five, because of the technical foul counts for this period. Mears misses that one. He's missed the last two. What do you think I talked him into? Making the next one. 43-24. Taylor Boyd, another open three-pointer. That one's up no good. Rebound goes to Braden Robertson, the 6'7", 205 senior. But we get a turnover. LaDamian Boyd drives to the basket, up and good. 43-26. Almost a steal by Braxton Young. Volunteers still playing hard.
Oh, yeah, they're getting after it defensively. But we've got to do that without fouling so much.
Number 14 going in the game, Parker Jackson. They get it inbounded to Torrey Smith. Smith guarded by Zion Newell. And Smith throws it away, and Braxton Young's going to take it to the basket, lay it up and in. Ball's fighting back, Coach. Down to a 15-point lead. What was a 20-something point lead? Mears pulls up his dribble, and Briarwood coach going to take a timeout here. He's going to take a full. Does he take his post-yourself timeout? We'll take it with him. The Vols have cut into that lead, cut it down to 15, 43-28. Still a lot of basketball left and 1:38 to go here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Legal troubles got you down? Whether it's a DUI, a divorce, juvenile matters, real estate closings, civil lawsuits, or estate planning, the Law Office of Tyler Sims brings experience, compassion, and results to your legal battles, helping you navigate life's toughest challenges. Phone 256-396-2182 or online at sims.law. The Law Office of Tyler Sims, the official law firm of the Clay Central Sports Network.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
One stop at Piggly Wiggly in Ashland and Lionville, and you realize their investment in today's youth. From the cashiers to those mopping the floors to the ones taking your groceries to the car, many of those are local students. They're learning what it takes to be a part of a team and the value of hard work. Piggly Wiggly has been providing young folks an opportunity for years, and that continues today. Piggly Wiggly in the heart of Ashland and Lionville, proud to support our local schools and the Radio Alabama Foundation.
Briarwood gets the ball inbounded down on the baseline. That looked like a charge, and it will be. Number 14 will be called for the charge. That's Parker Jackson. Good job by LaDamian Boyd sitting in there and causing another turnover.
Well, the Vols have a chance to cut deeper into that lead right here.
A lead that was up in the 20s just a little bit ago is down to just 15. LaDamian Boyd shot his block.
Well, he made a bad choice going in there and challenging Robertson.
And then we're going to get a foul called on Braxton Young. It's going to put somebody at the line shooting, too. I think it's going to be number 24, Braxton Robertson.
Yeah, Robertson has not scored tonight so far. Does that mean he'll hit this free throw?
He'll hit at least one of them. Y'all ain't done nothing. I thought the SWAT team was coming in there. Y'all, yeah, Coach Heron, you good? He didn't notice it. He made the first one, Coach.
He did.
Got a good-looking shot for the 6'7 junior. Senior, I should say.
He's one of two seniors on their roster.
45-28. And important free throws as the Vols have been on a little bit of a run. Young had him faked and didn't realize it. They get it down to Trenton Glenn. Glenn kicks it back out to Taylor Boyd. Boyd is fouled shooting a free throw, the three-pointer, so he'll go to the line shooting three.
Number five, Charlie Caldwell picking up his first foul.
45-28. Let's see if Taylor can cut into this lead here, shooting three free throws. Fouled on the three-pointer with 56 seconds to go, and he makes the first. 56 seconds to go here in the third. Kevin Cherry at the table, ready to check in for the Vols. Taylor misses a second. Cherry's going to check in for Zionew. Third free throw, no good, and the rebound goes to the 6'7 senior. Out to Torrey Smith, he'll come up and fire up a three-pointer. That's no good. Rebound, Taylor Boyd. Boyd. Over to Braxton Young. Young on the right wing looking to drive. Out to Damari Whetstone. Down to Trenton Glenn. Glenn with a good move, left it short. That was a good move to the basket. Just
yeah,
not
he made
enough.
A good post move. Left it a little short.
Corey Smith from the baseline shot, no good. Whetstone with the rebound. Right now, Briarwood's went cold on the offensive end. We just can't get anything going ourselves.
Yeah, we can't cut into the lead.
9 seconds left. Taylor Boyd with a three-pointer, and it's no good. Mears looking to shoot the final shot here of the quarter, and he does, but it's just off the backboard, and that's where we'll go to the fourth. Ball's trailing by 16, 45-29 here to the Briarwood Lions. You're listening to the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
At Piggly Wiggly, we've been bringing you top quality groceries for decades. From farm fresh produce and premium meats to your favorite snacks and everyday essentials, we've got everything you need and more. Now featuring a deli filled with fresh meats and vegetables, Piggly Wiggly in Ashland and Lineville is your full service grocery store. Located just off the Ashland Square and on the hill in Lineville, Piggly Wiggly is truly down home, down the street. Piggly Wiggly, proud to sponsor local radio on Radio Alabama.
You all know that Matthews Meat Market has locally raised beef, pork, and chicken. But what else do they offer? How about Schoolhouse Pizza, chicken fingers, and buffalo wings as well? Turnovers and cheesecake. Matthews also has frozen biscuits and Sister Schubert rolls. Matthews Meat Market is more than a butcher shop, located on Highway 49, just north of Lineville. Matthews Meat Market is open Monday through Saturday from 8 till 5. They're closed on Wednesdays. Matthews Meat Market is proud to be a part of the Clay Central Sports Network.
Fourth quarter action is brought to you by Honey's Cafe. Your favorite Southern style cooking is at Honey's Cafe in Lineville.
Welcome you back, Coach. You got some stats of how we got to that point.
Well,
in that third
they went cold in the third quarter, but we weren't able to cut into the lead any.
There we get a steal.
And they out-rebounded us 12-6. Was one reason we couldn't cut in to that lead.
See if we can get anything going here to begin the fourth. Gonna need to do it pretty quick as we trail by 16.
So Gibbons is back in carrying four fouls.
Caden Glenn's runner up, no good. Glenn's struggling a little bit from the field right now.
Yeah, he had two early field goals and nothing since. Or actually, he doesn't have anything.
Witherington with the basketball. Back to Witherington. Witherington's hook shot, no good. High off the glass. So Gibbons with the rebound. Gibbons down to Calvin Simmons. Simmons, great move.
Little up and under move.
45-31. You can just almost watch Simmons get better each and every night, Calvin Simmons would speak of. 6:48 to go. There's a good player, Mears, but he does not get that shot to go. There's going to be a timeout. Poacher South timeout by the Briarwood bench. Was there another call made?
No, it was just a timeout.
All right, let's take this Poacher South timeout with them right here on Classic Country 90.9.
From sleek modern kitchens to timeless classic styles, Integrity Cabinets has the perfect solution for every home. Their custom cabinets are designed to fit unique needs and taste, ensuring every detail is perfect. Integrity Cabinets, where quality meets integrity, building something amazing together. The phone number is 256-354-1431, and their website is integritycabinets.com. Integrity Cabinets, sponsoring the Clay Central Sports Network and Classic Country 90.9.
Welcome you back as Briarwood will be inbounding the basketball down on their end of the floor on their own baseline, kind of in the corner here. 6:40 to go, and they have a 14-point lead here, 45-31. They get it inbound to Elijah Thompson. Thompson back over to Canal. Canal's runner no good. Zion Newell comes out with it. That one was the air ball. Newell done a good job of getting separation, but shot his own air ball on the other end. Mears out to Thompson. Thompson's three-pointer no good. Caden Glenn with the rebound.
Well, they continue to leave the door open for us. We just can't get in.
Yeah, neither team can find anything on offense. And we turn it over on the other end. Mears looks to go all the way, and Gibbons is going to get his fifth foul.
Yeah. Just Soap picking up his fifth foul. Or at least that's what I had.
Well, he's coming out, so I'm sure that's what it is. Which they might have took him out for his fourth, but I believe that was his fifth. I never saw the signal, but I'm pretty sure. And we're going to get a steal on the other end. On the inbounds. 5:50 to go. They're leaving the door open, Coach. Wide open.
We just can't step in.
I don't know if we made it up the steps yet. Over to Young back out to Calvin Simmons will fire up the three-pointer. That one's up and no good.
You don't see Calvin shoot many threes.
And we get another steal, and there's a foul.
Yeah, that's got to go on
number three, Stubbs, Elijah Stubbs. They're going to get Braden Robertson, the 6'7 senior, back in the game. Garrett Witherton coming out. 5:27 to go. 45-31. Lions lead here. Over to Zion Newell. Newell back over to Cherry. Cherry over to Caden Glenn. Glenn back to Cherry. Cherry looks to drive. Good spin move, and the shot's good. That's a good move right there on that left hand.
A little change of direction.
45-33. Lead down to 12. Still a lot of basketball left, but we've got to make some shots. There's another steal. Caden Glenn up the floor, and it looked like he was hit right in the head.
Well, he missed the layup. He's got to make that.
There's a foul called, and I don't think anybody here was happy about it but the Briarwood coach. It's like Braxton Young had cut right in front and got a steal.
Now, Braxton had a great steal there but got called for a foul. But you got to play on.
Mears fires up a three, and he drains it.
Yet another three, his fourth one of the game.
It's 50. Is that the right score? Caden Glenn fires up a three, hits off the side of the backboard, but Calvin Simmons there for the putback.
Calvin's able to gather that one in.
Right.
Put it
48-35. Lions lead. .349 to go. Mears behind the back pass. Back over to Canal. Canal's three-pointer's good. 51-35, and that's probably just too much now, Coach.
Well, the time is a factor now.
Those two made three-pointers lately, really. They'd went long, have been on a long dry spell, but those 6 points, there's Braxton Young fires up a three, hits back rim, no good. Mears. That's got to be something. They called Zion Newell on the foul. I'm not so sure Mears didn't get away with a slide before he was fouled, but you're not going to get that call very much.
Well, Mears is one of those guys. He puts a lot of pressure on you because he can penetrate and he can shoot outside as well.
The ball's with another steal on the defensive end. Causing the turnovers. Kevin Cherry's jumper's good. 51-37. Not going away. 14-point lead here for the Lions. Witherton with the basketball out to Mears. Mears likes that spot, and I don't blame him. I don't think there's a spot Mears don't like. And Tanner Boyd's going to step inbounds, and that's going to be a turnover.
Yeah, they left the defender Thompson down there, and caught Boyd by surprise. He stepped in bounds, and so they'll get the ball back. But talking about Mears, he now has 5 three-pointers tonight. He's a good player.
Smith with the open three-point look, and he drains it.
The eighth grader.
Back up, lead back up to 20. Ollie's, and Braxton Young almost loses the basketball, and he still may lose it yet. Well, that was an interesting exchange. We ended up with the basketball. And now we've got a whistle.
I'll tell you, this game's getting a little rough.
And I think they called Braxton Young with a foul. A little might be saying it lightly, Coach. They got Mears, and he's going to be fouled by Kevin Cherry.
Yeah, Mears took off on a breakaway, and they threw the inbound pass all the way down. He caught it in stride and laid it up, but was pushed in the back there by Cherry.
Almost could have been called an intentional there, but I'm glad they chose not to. He makes the first free throw. Mears racking up the points.
Well, I know Sylacauga beat this team, but they're going to be a tough out in their tournament.
Yeah, Sylacauga beat them twice.
Yeah. They're going to be tough to beat at home, I'm thinking.
Well, they won't be at home.
Yeah, they're second and third.
Yeah, they'll be at Sylacauga.
We're second and third.
Sylacauga's going to be the one. Broward's going to be the two, and the Balls will be the three, which will leave Shelby County as the four, and there's a foul.
But, you know, after seeing all these teams play.
And Witherton's going to be called probably for a technical.
After seeing all these teams play, I think Briarwood maybe is better than Sylacauga. And that's crazy to say when they've lost to them twice.
Braxton Young, first free throw up. And you know, Sylacauga beat them by three on their home floor this week. Witherton's thrown out. So he's back over here. He was over there bumping. Man, we're getting things under control. We're getting a little rowdy out here. But Witherton went over and chest bumped after just being called for the technical, so. Well, which that should be double. It's a double technical.
Yeah,
foul.
If I eject him, there's got to be a technical foul.
I'm not sure what's going on. Maybe. And I don't. I was trying to understand.
If it's a technical, you can designate who you want shooting. But they're.
I don't think. They made Zai. They wanted. There was something that Zai needed to shoot. So.
Maybe Witherington. It
so
was
why
a flagrant foul on him, maybe.
That's probably what it was. A flagrant foul. And he made one of two. And now, I guess we're going to choose him to shoot the technical free throw.
Now I don't understand what's going on.
Well, maybe we just think he needs to shoot the.
I'd like to get in this free throw shooting contest.
With nobody down there or anything. And Zai does a good job, 3 for 4 there. That may be the reason he was shooting them, Cole. 58-41, 1:52 to go.
Billy Powell's got everybody in the center of the court talking with him right now.
Except Zai. Zai's over ready to inbound the basketball. He slipped out of this meeting. About like he was slipping in over here on the in the Briarwood huddle earlier. Kevin Cherry enters the game.
Well, you know, this I'm glad things slowed down because this could have escalated into something ugly. Maybe we can finish this and get out of here.
58-41. There's Newell back to Braxton Young. Young, Caden Glenn, open shot, missed it badly. Briarwood with a loose ball. to dial over to Torrey Smith. Looks like they're going to take a 30-second timeout. As they take this Poultry South timeout, we'll take it with them right here on Classic Country. 90.9, 124 to go. The Lions lead the Volunteers 58-51.
Buying a new automobile is an investment. You want to find exactly what you're looking for. At Hill Auto Sales, you're not tied down to a specific make, model, or color. If you don't see it on the lot, see Kevin Hill, Jeff Colbert, or Tim Carroll, and they'll search high and low to find the car, truck, or SUV just for you. Hill Auto Sales is located in the heart of Lineville. They're open Monday through Friday, and the website is buyfromhill.com. The phone number is 256-396-1100. Hill Auto Sales, a proud sponsor of Classic Country 90.9.
Classic Country 90.9 relies on the support from area businesses like Honey's Cafe, formerly Miss Anita's Family Restaurant. Honey's offers a daily hot bar featuring Southern-style cooking. They feature a full menu of sandwiches, salads, and catfish, as well as chicken and shrimp plates. They offer catering services and a large dining room for special events. Open Sunday through Friday from 10:30 until 2. Their phone number is 256-396-9101. Honey's Cafe, 60 Park South in Lineville.
Both teams with five fouls.
Well,
and we're getting real touchy here.
You know, the officials really don't want to call these fouls, but I think they've got to.
That's going to put Torrey Smith at the line shooting two. You felt like that was a had to call foul right there.
Yeah.
Okay.
To keep the game from getting out of hand.
I just didn't see much. But, you've been around it a whole lot more than I have. He made them both. 60-41. 1:15 to go. Caden Glenn with another, missed it. He's struggling shooting the basketball. That's all you can say. Glenn was about 4 feet long on that shot.
We're going to play them again week after next. This kind of game could be in our favor going into that next game. I mean, I think this will certainly have our attention, make our focus be there.
And it could make them lose theirs.
Exactly.
I can see it.
I think we'll be ready for them.
And I'm telling you, we've been so basic, it's been very vanilla tonight.
Yeah. I mean, we haven't played.
I expect us to beat them when we play them next time. I really do. On a neutral floor. And we're going to have a lot of fans from Sylacauga, I bet you.
Yeah.
Looks like they're just going to let the clock drain. We'll take a break, come back, get ready to recap this game as the Volunteers fall 60-41 to the Briarwood Lions right here on Classic Country 90.9.
It's a new year with new goals and plenty of New Year's resolutions. It's a great time to take a look at your monthly expenses and just do a reset. First Capital Insurance in Lineville could be a great place to start. First Capital Insurance works with several insurance companies to find a plan that fits your needs and your budget. The phone number for First Capital Insurance is 256-396-2131, and they're located at 575 College Street in Lineville. First Capital Insurance is proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network and Classic Country 90.9.
East Central Alabama Gas District is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network and the Radio Alabama Foundation. Located Highway 77 in Ashland, East Central Alabama Gas has teamed up with Natural Gas Connection as your hometown natural gas appliance store. They offer free financing up to 60 months. East Central Alabama Gas has Generac generators, tankless water heaters, space heaters, and gas logs as well as grills. Their phone number is 256-354-2194. East Central Alabama Gas District, Natural Gas, Comfortable, Responsible.
Don's Pawn and Jewelry in Ashland is a trusted local pawn shop with years of experience serving Clay County residents and beyond. The shop has items including jewelry, electronics, tools, guns, and more. With a reputation for reliability, Don's Pawn and Jewelry has a secure and friendly environment. Conveniently located on Court Square in Ashland, the shop is a well-known spot in the community for quality goods and trusted service. 256-354-2727. 256-354-2727.
Buddy Sports Country is a proud sponsor of Classic Country 90.9 and the Clay Central Sports Network. Buddy Sports Country is your local dealer of Benelli, Browning, and Glock firearms. They add more selection and new products almost daily inside the huge showroom. They even feature some used firearms as well. Buddy's also offers a full stock of ammo, plus they have a wide range of fishing supplies. Open 8 to 5, Tuesday through Saturday. Buddy Sports Country, located on Highway 431 at Hollis Crossroads, where sales tax is only 6%.
This is the Marble City Urology Post-Game Show on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
This is Rusty Taylor, Coach Jerry Weems, Coach Chris Herron, and also Heath Bone. Wrapping up a night of basketball where the Volunteer boys and girls fall to Briarwood Christian, making the Vols the 3 seed in the area, and the boys in the 2 seed and girls. But, Coach, share some stats with us how we got to this 60-41 victory for the Lions.
Well, we said at halftime that the second quarter was going to come back to haunt us, and it did. A poor second quarter where we only scored 3 points, and they scored 17, and we were never able to overcome that situation. And Drew Mears, their point guard, 23 points tonight. And, you know, we talked a lot about their size, their two big guys, Witherington and Robertson, but they only scored 7 points between them. So Mears was the difference in that game tonight, and we've got to find a way to slow him down in that area tournament game. And then, you know, those two guys' size did affect us some as we were playing offense, but offensively they weren't a factor for Briarwood Christian. And when you look at our scoring, we had nobody in double figures. Taylor Boyd was the closest with 9 points, and with a couple of threes involved there. And then Calvin Simmons had 7, Braxton Young, and Soap Gibbons, before he fouled out, had 6 each. But not a lot of offense tonight, as you can imagine, with only 41 points. A lot of frustration in that second half in particular. And the frustration dealt with how we played. And there were some technical fouls there. And then, of course, Briarwood got in on the technical foul deal there at the end. But, you know, it's just one of those situations where it was a combination of their size and our poor offensive game tonight that translated into to a 19-point loss and only 41 points scored. So, as we mentioned, we'll play this same team again in a couple of weeks over at Sylacauga, as Sylacauga will be the boys' area champion. That's where the area tournament will be. We'll be the 3 seed, and we'll play the 2 seed, which is Briarwood, and then, of course, the 1 is Sylacauga. We'll play the 4 seed, Shelby County. More than likely, that's how it end up. But a very poor game tonight from the Volunteers. Hopefully we can bounce back next week with our final 2 regular season games and get ready for this area tournament.
Yeah, Thursday we're planning on covering senior night right here as we'll be hosting Mumford. I think that game, so we're expecting our time of we're expecting to go on at 5:30 and cover, and we'll confirm that and cover the senior night festivities, and then move into the girls' game and boys' game. I think that's the plan for the setup. So we'll be covering those games, and that'll be our last regular season game to call here on Classic Country 90.9. We're already looking into Of course, basketball still got to go in area tournament into the playoffs, but we're looking forward into softball and baseball as they'll just be around the cover, the corner, and we'll be bringing you some of those games as well right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. Again, we thank you for listening. We thank you for following along. Whether you are on the streaming or on the radio or on the app, we appreciate you. We appreciate you for following our volunteers. Until next time, for Rusty Taylor, Coach Jerry Williams, Coach Chris Herron, and Heath Stroud, till next time, God bless and go Vols. Huh? I turned yours off, and I unhooked yours.
You've been listening to the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network, presented by First Bank of Alabama, Alta Point Health, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Central Alabama Community College, Radio Alabama Sports, and the Radio Alabama Foundation. Sponsored by Frank's Point of View, First State Bank, Toyota of Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, Don's Pawn and Jewelry, Integrity Cabinets, Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, Sassy's Convenience Store, Honey's Cafe, Poultry South, Blair's Family Farm and Market, Atkinson Homes, Benhody Experience Foundation, Hill Auto Sales, First Capital Insurance, Matthews Meat Market, Buddy's Sports Country, Clay County Economic Development Council, Piggly Wiggly of Ashland and Lineville, Highway 9 Tire, Farmhouse and Company, and Ashland Auto Parts. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.